Broadcast.
Blog Talk
I'm your host.
Radio.
Come on, play it. This song right here is called I'm a Champion. It's for all my people who fight until the end to get what God has spoken and said is yours. Where all my people at? Let's go. I am a champion. That's what God said. I'm more than a conqueror. Cause Jesus played. No longer am I bound. I've been set free. I am.
Thank you for tuning in to Empowered to Win. I'm your host, Pastor Darriet Reed. I welcome all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. Before we get started with our program, we want to open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity and the time that you have given us, Lord, to partake and uplift and empower your people. Lord, we pray, God, that we say something, God, to bless your people, they that are going through, that need a word, that need you to come through, God, today. We thank you for this opportunity and this time, Lord, that you have given us. God, we ask, Lord, that as we even go forth in you, Lord, that someone is blessed through this broadcast. Someone is uplifted and someone is empowered. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. I do say amen. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to the show. I am your host, Pastor Darriet Reed. I thank you for calling in, or I thank you for just tuning in by way of the internet. Listen, we're excited about what God is doing today on the program. We're starting off, we just open up with prayer, and our format is, next, I want to give our empowered note, and it states, and it says this, a buried talent is never a buried treasure. Talents become treasures only through use. Talent becomes treasure only through use. So listen, to my first time listeners, I want to let you know that even as we go farther and we begin to discuss on our topic, if you need or you have a comment or you have a question that you want to ask or you want to join in on the conversation, if you're calling by way of your phone, I would ask you to press 1 as we start getting into the conversation. You may have a comment or you may have something that you want to add or you may have a question. So as we get into the discussion, if you do have a comment or you do have a question, just push 1 on your phone. If you have logged in by the internet, I am logged into the chat. You should be able to see there on your screen where you can chat with me. So if you have a question or if you have a comment, you can send me that through the chat as well. And so I want to move forward. Today we're going to be discussing on the topic, the faith to move forward. The faith to move forward. And so I want people to be encouraged today by this broadcast. And by the way, we are broadcasting live out of the great city of Dothan, Alabama. Yes, the retirement city, where people love to come back to this place and retire. So we are broadcasting out of Dothan, Alabama. And so let's move forward. Today's topic, our topic is for today, is the faith to move forward. The faith to move forward. You may say, what is faith? Well, Hebrews 11:1 states this. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, Let me touch on that just a little bit. Now, faith, I need to tell you and to empower you today that you have to use your now faith. You may say, well, I don't have now faith. Well, by the end of this show, we hope that you will have gotten the necessary tools to know how to lock in and start using your now faith. But it says now faith, meaning right now, in the midst of whatever you're facing, in the midst of whatever you're going through, you have to trust God. And so, but you notice that Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for today? What are you looking for God to do in your life? What are you looking for God to just show up and just bless your life? You're looking for God to answer a prayer, something that you've been asking him for. You got to have hope in your now faith. And then it says the evidence of things not seen. You got to understand faith is believing without even seeing what you believe in God for. I'm going to say it again. Faith is believing what you don't see. You believing what you don't see, even though you don't have it yet. It hadn't showed up. You got a bad report, but you're still believing for the report to turn around and work for your good. You heard some bad news and you upset and you bothered by something. You got to have that now faith. Now faith says, God, I trust you. In the midst of whatever storm I'm going through, in the midst of whatever chaos may be going in my life, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of hurt, in the midst of pain, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Even though I don't see you, I'm going to trust you. Even though I don't know how I'm going to make it, I'm still going to trust you. I'm down to my last, and I don't know how things are going to turn around. But that now faith says, I'm going to trust you in the midst of everything that's falling down in front of me, and still know that you're God, that you will rebuild me. Somebody need to be rebuilt and need to be restored. And so now faith, Hebrews 11:1, that's that now faith scripture. Now faith is, you got to understand, it's telling you that when you use now faith, you activating it right now, that you believe in it right now. What are you believing? Someone may be going through. Someone may need peace. Someone may need joy. Someone may have a family member that's going through and don't know how they're going to make it. You got to activate now faith. Now faith is simply saying, God, I'm trusting that you're going to do exactly what your word says. What does his word say? His word says he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. I'm challenging you, whatever state that you may be in or going through, you have to trust God, and you have to put your mind on him. And so here's another scripture I want to leave with you. 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, you're not going to let your sight deter you from what you believe in God for. Now, someone may walk into the hospital. You may have a doctor's appointment, and you may hear some bad news. The doctor may come in and say, listen, such and such and such and such. And you're saying, well, how do I survive this? And the doctor may say, you know, well, right now we don't know. We don't have anything to tell you. Or he may prescribe you medicine and say, well, just take this and we're going to see how this works. You got to know, you got to yet still walk by faith and not by sight. You got to still say, well, even though the doctor said this, I'm still going to trust God. Or even though I feel this way, I may not feel good in my body. Somebody may have said something to upset me. Somebody may have done something to bother me. But, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And so, therefore, I'm not going to let my eyes dictate what God do for me. I'm saying again, don't let your eyes dictate what God going to do for you. And so he's going to do it when you activate your what? Your now faith. And so I need you to understand this. Our topic today, the faith to move forward. Move means this, to change in position from one point to another. Now, some of us are in a season of transitions, to where God is calling for you to move from one place to another. Some of us are looking to be elevated in positions on our jobs. Some of us are looking to be elevated, you know, at church. Some of us are looking to be elevated, you know, from one place to another. You may be looking for a new car. You may be looking for a new home. You may be looking for a pay increase. Whatever that is that you're looking for, I'm charging you to change position. If it don't work in this season, you got to change position. If it didn't work last week, don't give up. Just change position. Just because one door closed, you don't quit and give up. You go to another door. In other words, you keep knocking. Faith says this: I'm going to keep knocking until the door that God has purposed for my life opens up to me. I'm going to keep trusting God. I may be on a job and the job is not giving me what I need. I've been there a couple of years, or I'm looking for a job. Lord, I'm going to trust you to do, according to Ephesians 3:20, I'm going to trust you to do exceedingly, abundantly. Abundantly means more than enough. God is a God of more than enough. And in order to move forward, you may have to change your position from one point to another, or you may have to change who you're connected to. Sometimes our blessings, our breakthroughs are hindered by things that we are connected to. It could be people, places, or things that we are connected to. And the first thing the enemy will try to do is, as soon as you're ready to move forward, the enemy will launch fear in front of you. Fear is known to be a dream stopper or a dream killer. Fear shows up to tell you what you can't do. Fear shows up and tell you what you can't have. Fear will show up and tell you why you shouldn't have it. But faith will show up and tell you you can have it. Faith will tell you why you should have it. And faith then will also tell you, you got to believe that it's yours. And so we want to empower you that you must have the faith to move forward. Someone may be saying, or maybe listening, saying, "Well, listen, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the trials. You don't know my struggles. You don't know my hurt. You don't know my pain. You don't know what people said and what people done to me." Fear reminds you of that, but faith says, "Listen, I'm gonna go to Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through who Christ Jesus will strengthen me." In order to be empowered, you got to have some word in you. And today I want to come and empower you and strengthen you to let you know you can move forward. Somebody may be saying, "Well, I can't move forward because I want to drag other people with me." You got to be careful not to make the mistake of trying to drag people to places where God has only called you. I'm going to say that nugget again. You got to be careful not to drag people to places that God has only called you. I know sometimes we get used to having certain people around us, and we get used to having those certain relationships around us. But listen, when God is ready to move you, everything that is connected to you is not called to move with you. And that may be a hard pill to swallow, because we have a lot of things in our life. And listen, we are in a season. In order to move, you got to first pack. And I'm going to tell you, everything is not designed to go to your next level or to your next season with you. And so I want to give you these scriptures to let you know that in order to move forward, you got to have now faith. You got to trust God. And someone may be saying, "Well, I don't like being alone. I don't like being lonely. I feel like in order for me to move, I got to have a certain thing or a certain person in my life, or I'm not ready to move forward." But what you're saying is you're ready to stay where you at. And if you won't change, you got to do something different. You can't continue to want to move forward, but you weigh down. Listen, the Bible lets us know you got to lay aside every weight that so easily beset you, every sin and weight that so easily beset you. So I want to give you another meaning. I pray that this is blessing your life. Move means to change in position from one place to another. The number two meaning it means also is to progress in sequence. See, you got to understand the devil will show up and allow certain things to happen in your life to offset your sequence. Sequence means there is a flow, there is a rotation that is going on. And here it is, this could be the day that you're deciding that, listen, I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to bless the Lord, I'm going to give him praise, I'm going to give him worship, and then I'm going out and I'm walking by faith, believing God for whatever it is that you're looking for. And here it is, the enemy, the devil will drop something, you will get a phone call, and someone could call you and upset you. what he wants to do is he wants to offset your sequence, because your sequence is a pattern. Listen, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to be this is going to be the blessed day. This is going to be a blessed day. And I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to let him know, God, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you for everything that you're doing. Even in my little, God, I know that you'll turn that little into a lot. I'm going to trust you regardless of what things look like. And God, as I get up and I start my morning, I thank you for favor moving ahead of me. I thank you for open doors. I thank you for open windows. And as soon as you get ready to move and take that next step to head out, you get a phone call. And someone gives you something that kind of disturbs your spirit. The enemy will send that call to you to offset your sequence. It also means to go forward. Now, that sounds so easy to do, but you have a lot of people. It's hard for them to go forward when they are focused on looking backwards. Well, I don't want to leave my children. If you got grown children, you have taught them how to live and how to take care of themselves. You got to take the season to take care of you. You got to stop trying to be everybody's nurse. Yes, you got to stop trying to be everybody's doctor. You got to stop trying to be everybody's motivator. You got to stop trying to, because listen, if you're so busy tending to everybody else, who's tending to you? You have to make time in prayer to seek the Lord. You got to seek him so he can begin to pour into you, because if you only pouring out, then what is pouring back into you? And so you got to be careful. Every phone call is not a necessary phone call that you need to take. Listen, I see who it is. They can wait. I'm in prayer. Every conversation is not a conversation. Listen, one wrong conversation can keep you from going forward. It can cause a setback instead of you positioning yourself to move forward in faith. Now, let me hit on this right quick. Faith will let you know when you activate it, that you're going to have to trust God completely. You can't trust mama. You can't trust daddy. You can't trust sister. You can't trust your job. You can't trust family. You have to rely strictly on God. And somebody's saying, well, I've been waiting on God, but it just seemed like what I've been praying for hadn't been happening. Listen, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. It didn't say how long you had to wait. And that's what happened. A lot of times we get impatient and we'll move out of sync. I'm going to say it again. We'll get impatient and move out of sync. And here it is. Move out of sync means step out of the will of God and start creating your own path to get what you want. In other words, you'll start creating a path or shortcut to try to get around to keep from waiting on God. It will mess up your sequence. And here it is. The Lord is saying, listen, the Lord could be planning for your breakthrough. And within 24 hours, and you take within those 24 hours, you take 12 hours of that 24, and you start doing something else, and you offset your sequence. And here it is, you will miss the blessing that God wants to send to your life. You will miss the breakthrough that God wants to pour upon your life. Here it is, another meaning. It also means change posture or position. Change your posture. What does that simply mean? That means, listen, you got to stop showing the devil. Listen, the devil don't believe you want to move forward within your posture. You get up, you're dragging. That's not a sign of someone who's ready to move forward. You always got something negative to say about, well, faith does not connect to you when you say, well, I don't feel like it's going to work for me. I don't feel like I'm ever going to be happy. I don't think nobody loves me. I just feel like there is no use for living. And you just walk, and every time people see you, your head is always hung down. Every time people see you, you got a frown instead of a smile. You know what you're showing the devil? You're showing the devil that his tactics are working, and the devil is saying, listen, I am causing a reverse within your sequence. Instead of you going forward, I'm pulling you to go backwards. Have you ever listened to a tape or a CD going in reverse? It sounds so messed up. You can't understand what it's saying. You can't understand the music. You can't keep up with it. And it's dragging. How many of us woke up this morning dragging, showing the devil that, listen, you are very much affecting my life? Instead, you got to be like David. You got to wake up in the morning saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, then his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Someone could be on the verge of this, be on the verge of your miracle, and simply one setback will keep you from your breakthrough, from your miracle. So move also means change posture or position. It means also to stir. Listen, I want to stir up the gift that is within you. There is a gift in you to live. There is a gift in you to survive. There is a gift in you to make it. There is a gift in you to lay hands on yourself and begin to declare great things over your life. You got to change how you speak about yourself, but there is a gift in you. We all have a gift in us. You got to understand that you have the power to command your morning, your afternoon, your evening, and your night. If you haven't been commanding and speaking over your morning, your afternoon, your evening, and night, then the devil has been offsetting your sequence. And this could be probable cause to hinder your breakthrough. It's not that God hadn't heard you. It's not that God had released it. But if you're off sequence, if you stop praying, you're off sequence. If you stop believing, you're off sequence. If you stop your giving, you are off sequence. If you stop your worship, you are off sequence. If you go into the house of the Lord and you just show up just to show up, but you don't participate in the service, you don't get nothing, you don't open your Bible, you just sit there like a knot on the log, you are off sequence, and you are showing the enemy that he is being victorious over your life. And I need you to know that now faith does not allow the enemy to be victorious. Now faith is allows the enemy to know, listen, right now, the attacks of the enemy stops today. It will not go another, another step farther in my life. It stops today. It stops this very second, this very minute, this very hour, this very day, that no weapon that the enemy has formed will prosper. Now, and so that is one meaning. And then here it is. I'm going to give you one more meaning of what move means. It means to exhibit great activity or energy. All right? It means to show forth great activity or energy, exhibit. That means you are showing forth. Listen, I'm in a storm, but I'm not going to let the enemy see me break down in my storm. I just heard some bad news. I'm not going to allow the enemy to shut my praise. I just heard something that I didn't want to hear. I'm not going to let the enemy break me down. Listen, I'm going to trust God regardless of what I'm going through. You got to stand firm on the word of the Lord. You got to stand firm. You got to trust him and know that he is working everything out for your good. You got to understand that this is the season and hour. In order to move forward, you're going to have to change what? You may have to change your position. You may have to change your sequence. You may have to change your posture. And then you got to exhibit. You got to show great energy, great expectation, great activities. What is great activities? Listen, I'm a go and I'm going to the grocery store. I'm being happy. Nothing's going to take my joy. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you allow the devil to take your joy, he's going to take your strength. And then you're going to wake up in the morning. That's how you wake up in the morning, dragging. This is how you wake up in the morning feeling like I am just so tired. I'm so beat down. I just don't feel like getting out of bed. I'm depressed. This is where the spirit of depression comes from. When you allow the enemy to take your joy, even though the enemy is being busy trying to make you give up and quit, you still got to exhibit great energy, great activity. In other words, listen, I'm going to the church no matter what. I'm going to clean up. Or I'm going to my neighbor's house. I'm going to a friend's house. I'm going to help them do something today. You got to keep your mind in positive places while you're praying and trusting God and while you're waiting for him. Listen, I'm going and I'm going to bless somebody else today. I'm going to go sit with somebody else today. I'm going to the nursing home today. If you think your day is wrong, if you think your day is bad, go to the ICU in the hospital. Go to the prison. Go to the nursing homes. I promise you, you will find somewhere deep down within your heart, you will find the praise. You will find motivation. You will find the strength to encourage. Listen, David had to encourage himself. You got to understand. And so the faith to move forward, you got to change your position at times. You may have to change your sequence. You may have to change your posture. I ain't going to say, man, you need to change your posture. If you say that you are a believer in Christ, you shouldn't have a posture of someone that looks defeated. Now, if you're not a believer, then we want to encourage you to seek the Lord, and we want to motivate you, and we want to empower you through the word of the Lord to get to know the Lord and have a relationship with the Lord. So therefore, you can begin to start knowing of God, and you can begin to start knowing how to walk in God. Because listen, the devil watch us. And as soon as you start speaking negative, they start parading and dancing. Yes, you're showing the devil that he's being effective in your life. You're showing the devil that he's affecting your life. This is why it's very important that even within your posture, it's a certain way that you need to walk. There's a certain way that you need to carry yourself. There's a certain way that you need to look. I ain't talking about dress yourself up like it's Halloween. I'm just talking about being confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about being confident, you know, of what you're praying for, walking like you are in power, walking like you are a winner, walking. Even if you haven't received your answer yet, faith is saying, listen, I'm going to walk like I know it's already here. While God is preparing for it to come, you got to already still rejoicing like it's already here. You don't wait until God does something, then you want to give him a crazy praise. Or you want to get into worship. Or now you want to start showing up for church on time. Now you want to start lifting your hands. Now you want to start. No. Because now you're only showing God, I only praise you according to conditions. You don't put conditions on God. You don't say, well, as soon as the Lord answers my prayer, then I go to church. As soon as the Lord answers my prayer, I go pray for somebody. As soon as the Lord answers my prayer, I give to the church. Or I'll go and I'll be a blessing to somebody else. No, because you're saying, God, I only worship and serve you according to what you do for me. And that should never be your attitude. Your attitude should be, Lord, if you don't do anything for me, Lord, just me waking up in the morning is a blessing. Just me having a roof over my head is a blessing. Now, listen, someone may be listening that may not have their own roof. You may be in a storm to where you may be transitioning to going from a shelter, going from standing with someone, or not having anything. You still have to have the mindset of saying, listen, I got to trust God. And your prayer has to be, Lord, lead me in the ways of righteousness to bring me out of the storm, bring me out of the rain. Now, here it is. Now, the topic today, the faith to move forward. Let's deal with forward. Forward means lacking restraint. And see, if you can't move forward, I want to ask you today, what is restraining you? If you're not victorious in whatever, you may have goals and dreams. If you have not attained your goals or your dreams, then what is restraining you? Because a forward motion means lacking restraint, meaning nothing is holding you back. Nothing is keeping you back. Nothing is stopping you from moving forward. It also means presumptuous or boldness. It means, listen, I may not have the money that I want, but I'm still moving forward. Lord, I'm going to seek you. Show me where to go and who to go. That can be a blessing, that can help me. Sometimes you got to know, you got to help yourself. When people see you helping yourself, they won't mind helping you. So forward motion means lacking restraint, meaning nothing is holding you back. And if you have issues moving forward, you need to go back and look and see what is holding you back. What is keeping you from moving forward? What is hindering you? I guarantee fear is somewhere in the midst of telling you why you should not move forward. And I'm telling you today, all you need is the now faith. And when you have that now faith, you will move forward. And moving forward means I'm moving forward. I don't care if people are trying to hold you. You're not lacking restraint. You're going to move forward. It also means moving toward the future. I want to ask you, are you moving toward the future? Are you planning for the future? Are you planning? See, some of us, we have an issue with that because we can't get past our past. Some of us have a hard time looking at the future because we're so beat down by our past that it's hard to look at our future. Some of us may be thinking, well, I don't have a bright future. Some of us may be feeling like, well, I just don't feel that I'm qualified to even think about having a future. You need to go back and find out what is restraining you. Sometimes it's not people. A lot of times we're blaming on, well, such and such did this. When I was a child, this happened. When people said this to me, that happened. I got a lack of confidence. I was talked about when I was in school, and they picked on me when I was in high school. And a lot of times stuff go back to childhood, and you have to go back and close those doors. As an adult, you have to go back and say, listen, I break and bind every curse of the enemy that's coming from the past that is keeping me from receiving the future. Because, listen, Jesus Christ died so you could have a future. And if you can't reach and move forward in your future, then what you're saying is, then I am being contained by the enemy. The enemy is the only one that can contain you, but you have to agree to it. The devil has no power to keep you from moving forward. The only way the devil can keep you from moving forward is you submit and give him your power. He does not have the power, I'm going to say it again, he does not have the power to keep you from moving forward. The Lord has given us power. The Bible says this, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, the devil has some influence. The devil has some tricks. The devil messes with your mind. And he messes with your emotions and with illusions, and he does that. You know, but when you connect to Christ, you connect to something that is greater than the God of this world. And I'm talking about the little g God, the devil. There is something that God has placed in you. And when you allow it to go forth and you activate it, because listen, you are already empowered. You was not created in this world without having some kind of connection to be empowered. It's almost, I like to use the scenario of a light bulb. A light bulb is already equipped to be powered. You just got to connect it to a power source. We was put into this earth with the connections to be empowered. We just have to be connected to the power source, Jesus Christ. So listen, Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all things through Christ. I need you to know that in order to move forward, what you see should not stop you from believing what you ask God for. I'm going to say it again. What you see should not stop you from believing what you ask God for. Just because you don't have it now doesn't mean you can't move forward. You got to know how to activate faith. Faith is saying, listen, I'm a plan, and while I'm planning, I'm praying. While I'm praying, I'm worshiping God, that as soon as the door opens, I'm moving forward. You just don't sit and not do nothing. You just don't sit and not do nothing. And so listen, the faith to move forward requires actions, now actions from you. I'm going to pause here for a minute, and I want to see if any of the callers on the line have a question, or if you want to add to today's topic. And if you do, if you're calling in by telephone, press 1. If you have a question or a comment, and I will get you on the air, and we can have this great discussion on the topic of the faith to move forward, the faith to move forward. So we're going to take a few minutes here to see if any of the callers on the line would like to add to today's topic, the faith to move forward, the faith to move forward. Because it's very important that you understand that the devil's job is to keep you from moving forward. The devil's job is to keep you from moving forward. And so, listen, we're going to take a caller. We're going to go live, and let's see if the caller has a comment or a question. Hi, caller. This is Pastor Reed. You are with me today. Tell me your name and where you're calling from. Okay, I guess we lost that call. Okay, well, we're going to continue on. If any of the other callers online would like to call in, please do so. If you would like to call in and ask a question or a comment, the number is 347-426-3920. Again, 347-426-3920. And if you have a comment or a question, if you're calling in, just press 1 and it will light up here, and I will gladly take your call. Okay? Let me see if I have a caller here. Hi, caller. Thank you for joining in with me. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Possibly, this is Minister Crystal Morris.
Hi, Minister Crystal Morris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to add to what you said. First and foremost, just want to thank you for the message today. It was awesome because which I like the way you really elaborated on the now faith. Of course, most of the people in the body of Christ have memorized Hebrews 11:1, and we know what mm-hmm. faith is, but we don't activate the now faith. And you know, now faith is critical for these times because we know that faith is saying that we believe in God for what he's going to do, but we don't know when he's going to do it. But situations that we endure and we encounter, we need some now faith. We need to activate that faith to be activated right then because tomorrow may be too late.
That's good. That's good, caller. That's good.
And I just wanted to share a quick little testimony that I had. I actually had paid some bills 1 month, and I only had like $3 left. Well, I could have really just thought about what I had in my hand and accepted what I had in my hand. Mm-hmm. But instead of that, I activated my now faith because I knew the $3, that was not acceptable for me. I knew that was not going to sustain me for that week or the rest of that month or whatever. So I began to anoint those $3 in my hand. I didn't get depressed. I didn't get discouraged. I anointed that money, and I had before 24 hours that I had more money than I had expected. I had what I needed and then some. So for the callers that are on the line or that will be calling in, activate the now faith because it really works. You have to really know who God is in your life. And he can just do anything but fail. So, like I said again, I really, really appreciate the message today.
Well, thank you, Minister Crystal Morris, for calling in. Thank you for your input. I'm sure that the word that you released, someone grabbed hold of that because people need to know that God is a God and he's a now God, and he is moving in the now. And people got to understand that in order to move forward, you're going to have that faith. Is there another caller online would like to call in live and add a comment or have a question? If you do, just press 1 on your telephone, and that will light up your name in the studio, and I will buzz you in, and we'll take your call. And we'll go forward with that. So we're going to take a few more minutes here to see if any of the other callers online will have any comments or questions that they would like to add. And listen, I thank all the callers for calling in. I see some, it's showing me that, you know, we do have callers online. Someone may not have a question. Some of them may just want to just listen in and just, you know, be empowered through the conversation. And we thank you, callers, for calling in. And some may have logged in, you know, and just are listening by way of Blog Talk Radio. And we just want to thank all the listeners and all the supporters for just calling in. And we're just excited because this is our first Blog Talk airing today. And so we're just excited. But we just wanted to empower the people to let them know, listen, that you're going to have faith. You could be in a bad situation right now. and you don't know where to go, you don't know who to turn to, you don't know who to talk to, and I'm telling you, just begin to start just talking to God and just begin to start just letting him know and just start saying, Lord, it's me, here I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And the Bible in Romans let us know that the Holy Spirit will search our heart and make intercession for us on our behalf. And so I want y'all to be encouraged and know that God is just a good God, and he's going to take care of everything that we need and everything that we're going through. You know? All right. That still means that it is now time for our words of wisdom. It is time for our words of wisdom. Listen, I would like to share with you Proverbs 23 and 12. I'd like to share it with you. Proverbs 23 and 12. And it states, and it says, apply thy heart unto instructions. Apply thy heart unto instructions. And you got to understand that this is the season that we're going to have to apply the instruction from God. And so it says, apply thy heart unto instruction and thy ears to the word of knowledge. And I want to tell you that you cannot move forward if you cannot take instruction, take the right instruction, have the right conversation, be connected to the right people. Listen, we have lost so much by being connected to the wrong people, places, and things. And it's time now that we just take the instruction of the Lord and just allow him to guide us and lead us. So that way, listen, we have no more time to go backwards. We are, and I know we say it all the time. Well, Pastor Reed, I've been hearing it, that we are in the last days. And if you've been watching the television and you've been watching the news, you'll find out, yes, we are in the last days. Listen to radio, watch the news, look at the weather, look at the storms, look at the killing, look at what's going on overseas with ISIL and the beheading of the people. Yes, we are living in the last days. So our words of wisdom today comes from Proverbs 23 and 12. And it just simply just says, apply thy heart unto instruction and thy ears to the words of knowledge. The Bible says, in all thou getting, in all thou get understanding. Get that understanding. Just don't walk blind and just say, well, whatever happens, happens. No, just don't do that. And so listen, I thank God for giving us the wisdom, and giving us the knowledge to stand and trust him. And I know some people saying, but it's hard. I'm in a situation to where, you know, I'm stuck. You may be in a stuck situation right now. But I'm telling you, the Bible says nothing is too hard for God. Listen, man will fail. People will fail you, but the Lord God will not fail you. He'll never leave you, nor he'll forsake you. And so I thank God for just giving us the mindset to even want to come and just come by way of Block Talk Radio to encourage you and to uplift you and to let you know, listen, this is your season of grace. This is the season for the last to be first. I'm going to say it again. This is the season for the last to be first. And we believing that God is transitioning us. When we activate that now faith, he will transition you from the bottom to the top. He'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll have you above and not beneath. And then last but not least, you won't be the borrower, you'll be the lender. But it comes by way of now faith. It comes by way of what? Of now faith. You
have to believe and trust God, no matter what you're going through. And so I'm excited about this broadcast. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. And I'm excited about where He's taking us. Listen, we all have a past. Don't allow your past to dictate your now and your future. I'm going to say it again. We all have a past. Don't allow your past to dictate your now and your future. Walk by faith and not by sight. Regardless of what your situation looks like, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all, we can ask, pray, think according to the power that's within us. Did you catch that last part? According to the power that's within us. You have power to survive the storm. You have power to live. You have power to win. Don't throw in the towel when it gets hard. Don't give up because people are saying you'll never make it. You'll never amount to nothing. But your now faith says, right now, people may have you counted out, but now faith says, but there is a time and a season that's coming that God is going to bring the last to the front of the line. And God is going to elevate you, because the scripture says in Isaiah 40, it lets us know in Isaiah that they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew your strength. Right now, you may feel like you cannot come from the bottom to the top. But I'm telling you, you are empowered to win through Christ Jesus. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for Him. And He'll take all of your stress, your worry, weight. So listen, those that are seeking the Lord, keep trusting Him. Those that don't know the Lord, start seeking. You may say, well, how? Well, Romans 10 and 9 lets us know this, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has risen Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you just confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then Romans 10 and 10 says this, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. You have to believe with your heart. You're going to have to receive with your heart. And so I thank all the callers that called in. I thank Minister Crystal Morris for her uplifting words. I thank those that have logged in by way of the internet. For God is doing great things in this season and in this hour. And He is. Listen, you may be going through a whole lot of stuff. And no, you don't have all the answers, but Jesus, that is the answer. He is the answer. And if you trust Him and you rely on Him, He will bring you out. And when He brings you out, I don't mean bound, I don't mean with conditions, but you will be lacking any restraint. Because when God moves you forward, can't nobody hold you back. Can't nobody hold you down. And so listen, before we close, we are located and we are broadcasting out of Dothan, Alabama. If you are in the surrounding area, if you're in Dothan and the surrounding areas outside of Dothan, Alabama, I want to encourage you, come out and be a part of Empowered Worship Center Church. That is our church, the church that we're pastoring. We are building kingdom-minded people to pursue after and chase after God. We are located at 642 South Alice Street, Dothan, Alabama, 36301. If you would like to come and be a part of our anointed
services. Come
Thursday night at 6:30 p.m.
We have PTS, that's Perfecting the Saints Bible Study, or what I call Bible impartations, where we get in there, we break that word down, and we impart it into the people of God. And that's Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Also, Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. is our corporate prayer. Come and be a part of our corporate prayer and what God is doing. That's when we all come together as a whole, agreeing with the church and with whatever you're going through, submitting ourselves in prayer. And at 10 a.m. is our morning worship. Come and be a part of our praise and worship. Come and be a part of our EWC family and experience the great fresh word of God. We teach it with the foundation of God. We're teaching the people to pursue after God, to pursue after their purpose, to let them know that God has greater for them. Come and be a part. If you're in a surrounding area, you can also find us on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/EWCenter1. I'm going to say it again, facebook.com/EWCenter1. Check out our ministry. Go over and like our page. If you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook under Pastor Derrick Reed. And also here on Blog Talk Radio under blogtalk.com/empoweredtowin. So connect with us. Reach out to us. Let us know how you like the broadcast. If you're in the area and you need a way to get to the church, reach out to us. Contact us. Area code 334-350-2851. And we will be there to pick you up, to bring you to our services, and also take you back to your home. And so listen, this is the season of greater, where we are walking in the faith to move forward. And we trust in God to continue to elevate us and to build us. I need you to know that you need to tell every attack of the devil, every demonic spirit that has been sent your way, that today the curse is broken. How is the curse broken? Because you're going to use that Hebrews 11:1, that now faith. You're going to use that 2 Corinthians 5:7, that walking by faith and not by sight. You don't want to be like what James talks about. In James, where it says that a doubting mind is unstable in all their way. It's like you being in a sea being tossed and turned. And I want to tell you, just allowing the devil to plant a small seed of doubt will allow him to hinder your moving forward progress. Some of us have been in some low places. Some of us did some low things. But we serve a God that forgives. We serve a God that restores. We serve a God that rebuilds. And I'm telling you that God wants to move you forward. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. Someone may be in a hospital and the doctors have given up on you. God is a healer. That now faith will raise the dead. That now faith will turn every negative into a positive. That now faith will open the eyes of the unbelievers. And I'm telling you, I have 5 minutes left. And I'm telling you that God is moving in the city of Dothan, Alabama. And I'm charging you that if you need a word from God, come and be a part of Empowered Worship Center Church. We're located, I gave the address, but we're located 642 South Allen Street, Dothan, Alabama. That's on the south side, for those that are familiar with Dothan. Right down the road from the Boys and Girls Club, right beside the Dairy Queen, right in front of Harry Green's apartment. We are located in the old Sierra Child Care Facility. We're there. That is where God has planted us for this season. As we grow and reconnect souls back to Christ, this is where God has planted us. And God has
charged us to come to Blog Talk Radio to uplift them, to encourage them, to let them know, listen, the devil does not win. The only way he wins is to give him your power. The only way you continue to sin if you choose to sin, because Jesus died on the cross to overcome the power of sin. Sin is powerless with Jesus Christ. So we are excited. We thank you. We thank the callers. We thank everybody for calling in. We pray that we have said something to be a blessing to your life. And listen, join us Monday morning at 10 a.m. Same time at the same place. We're going to have another word for you. We want to empower you. We want to equip you. We want to bless your life. Now, to all the ones that are listening, someone is listening and just say, listen, I have tried Jesus, but I haven't seen no changes. I charge you to try him again. Don't allow the devil to win. Don't allow the devil's voice to be louder than God's voice. Someone may say, well, I tried him, but I got hurt by the church. Yeah, a lot of us deal with church. But you can't. That's not every church. Somebody neglected us, dropped us, mishandled us. I was one. I've been through the hurt. I've been through the pain. But I'm telling you, the Bible says we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And so I'm excited. I thank you for tuning in. I thank all the callers. I thank God for the opportunity. And so tell someone about Empowered to Win Blog Talk Radio. Tell them to tune in Monday at 10 a.m. that we come in with another word to empower you, to equip you, to uplift you, to let you know. And listen, if you would like to personally email me your prayer request, email me at DerrietReed@ymail.com. That's DerrietReed@ymail.com. Email me your prayer request. I'll pray with you. I have seen people land on that bed, raised up. I have seen miracles. I have seen deliverance. I have seen healing. And right now, we have less than 2 minutes on the air. And we're going to close out with a prayer, believing and agreeing with you about whatever you need in God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to partake in your word for this hour of power. Lord, those that are listening, God, you know their hearts, know their desires, you know what they're going through. Lord, someone right now is on the verge of wanting to give up, wants to commit suicide. The doctors have given them up. And God, we bless your name for doing it exceedingly abundantly right now. Go into the homes and go into the callers' hearts and online and bless them right now. God, show them, God, signs and wonders and miracles of your hand. And we thank you. We give you the glory. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Listen, join me next Monday at 10 a.m. as we lift up the name of Jesus and empower you to what? To win. I thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to encouraging you and speaking with you on next week. Remember, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have the power and the faith to move forward. Know that God, he is God, and he has not forgot you. Read Psalms 138. God bless you.